Huawei flourishes despite perennial hurdles in U.S. The inconvenient truth for the U.S. is that it is a very large company, turning over RMB 603.6 billion, $96 billion, last year and eclipsing Ericsson as the biggest vendor of telecoms equipment. It is the third biggest seller of handsets and is in a race to lead the development of 5G, the next generation mobile standard and an essential technology for the era of connected devices. Control over 5G was one reason Donald Trump blocked Broadcom's bid for Qualcomm. The FBI and the intelligence community just don't like Huawei, said James Lewis, senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based think tank. There was compelling evidence that its Huawei equipment could be used for snooping. And that's been true for at least 15 years. Elsa Kania, analyst at the Center for New American Security, a think tank, said Huawei's expansion had served as a vector for Beijing's influence. The standoff between Huawei and the U.S. has informed policy on both sides. Washington has banned U.S. telecoms carriers from using Huawei kit or selling its handsets as part of bundle deals. As for Huawei, rotating chief executive Eric Xu took a humble tone in his annual New Year message to staff, urging them to avoid blind optimism and rhetoric about Huawei as an industry leader. If there is one thing on which foes and fans agree, it is that Huawei is influential, despite its perennial difficulties with the U.S. The problem is Huawei equipment is pretty good, and it's cheaper, said Mr. Lewis. They are the only company that makes the complete range of 5G products. From its Shenzhen campus, it pours cash and talent into research and development while its salesmen crisscross Europe, Africa and Latin America. Huawei is pledging to spend $10 billion to $20 billion on R&D a year and plans to launch a 5G smartphone in 2019. Analysts said China, via Huawei, was leading the pack rather than lagging as in past generations of tech. The call of the telecom sector after the 2000 crash, which consigned brands such as Canada's Nortel to the history bin, led to where we are today in the West, and on the other side of the planet you had the rise of China, said Stefan Turrell, analyst at data provider IHS. Even in the U.S., he said, carriers chafed under the government's block on using Huawei equipment, most of them had knowledge of it and were impressed. Yan Lida, who heads Huawei's enterprise unit, said the company was trying to carve out a niche in a sector that had been dominated by tech participants such as Amazon, Google and Microsoft in the West, and Alibaba and Tencent in China. That meant exploiting its strength in the Internet of Things and greater collaboration with industry and government.